January is a popular time to start a new business. Before you take the leap, experts say planning is key to a successful launch. Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. It's Monday, January 12th. And maybe you reflected on the year that was, flipped that calendar page to the year ahead, and you decided it is time to finally take the leap and create your own corner of your community economy. Well, you don't have to go it alone. South Dakotans have access to many free resources to help make launching a business or growing a business better. Elizabeth Freer is director of the South Dakota Center for Enterprise Opportunity West Women's Business Center. Sadie Sweer directs the organization's East River location. And I connected our studios from Spearfish and Sioux Falls for a conversation about best practices for a business launch.
January is an amazing time to start a new business. Everyone is so excited with plans for the new year and vision for, you know, hopes and dreams and excitement and optimism. And it's a great time to really dig in and prioritize setting up the plans that will help people see that vision through.
How do you know that you're ready?
I think it's a clear vision of what problem you're solving. So every business has to solve a problem. Mm. And every business has, you know, a customer, and the customer is the most important part. If you're not solving a problem and you don't have something that will actually sell, then you don't have much of a business. But if you have those things, then the most important part after that is putting together your plan of how you will fund and finance and manage the finances of your business and the other components of a business plan that support your operations.
So Sadie, the problem might be that you want to make a change and you're not happy working in the current role that you've had. How do you go from thinking about the problem that it solves for you to the problem that it solves for your customer or client?
Well, we know one of the biggest reasons people want to start a small business is for freedom and flexibility. And truly thinking about, okay, it's time for me to be my own boss. Really taking the time to reflect and taking some of those steps Elizabeth talked about, putting a plan together, really examining your target audience and market. Do you have a customer? Those are questions to ask before you take that big leap into entrepreneurship. And it's really exciting to think about a business. It's really exciting to want to take those steps. And what an incredible opportunity. But it's so important to make sure you're putting those planning. And if you're really looking for a target audience, a couple practical things to do is start talking to people, start asking people. Yes, it could look like small conversations with friends and family, but truly examining or trying out what your product or service might be with a couple practice clients or a small focus group. You know, that's a great first step to thinking about or seeing what your target audience or target client could be.
Let's talk about beginning with a network and resources and support. Elizabeth, what would you say is a good place to start with building? Because there's so much information. I mean, you could make your marketing plan with ChatGPT if you wanted to. But what are some of the first steps that you take to make sure you're building a strong foundation with a supportive network and with the right resources on deck?
That's a great question. ChatGPT can be a useful tool. I'll just start with that, but it takes some editing. So ChatGPT doesn't know everything that's in our brains, but it can help us set an outline for having a conversation with one of the generative AI platforms about what would I put into a business plan or a marketing plan. So usually the business plan would come first. I actually start with financial projections even before a business plan so that we make sure that the business is profitable. One of the first resources is just coming and meeting with us, with either Sadie or me, through our free one-to-one confidential business advising that we offer, 45-minute sessions, and we just visit with you about where you are in your business planning process and help get you to the right tools for the stage that you're at and for the type of business that you're wanting to start. So I think we're probably one of the best resources. I would also say the Small Business Development Centers are great. Grow South Dakota. There are a number of SBA-related resources, and we are one of them. I think, you know, were my favorite, but.
Yeah, I think most people listen to me on SDPB know I'm pretty skeptical of generative AI. And so when I ask that question, I think like, okay, that I'm sure many people think that that is a tool. And Sadie, maybe you can chime in here. And it might be a tool that's very effective, but there are some real hard limits to it that you might not know going in. So how important is it to connect with a real person, a real South Dakotan, in a real conversation?
Absolutely. And I'll take something I learned from our cybersecurity webinar series we're doing for East and West SDCEO, which was the term hallucinating. So AI will hallucinate. So yes, it's a great tool to maybe put an outline of a business plan together. But if you're going to ask it legal questions, questions about accounting, maybe even insurance questions, those are really specific areas. I would heed people to be careful using AI as that final specific answer. Those are definitely industries you want to go have an in-person connection to. And not only that, but potentially go to multiple different sources and real people to get some of that detailed information, accounting, insurance, perhaps legal advice.
Human resources.
Human resources. And so once again, a tool, but not that final draft, that final answer.
Elizabeth, it can be a great tool to help you prepare for those meetings, though. So asking, you know, generative AI, what sorts of questions should I be asking about this? What topics should be included in a business plan? So things that you could generally go research on the internet and find a number of different sources. A lot of the generative AI is scrubbing multiple resources and compiling that information. So where you're trying to brainstorm for a series of questions to ask an attorney or what different options might be, that's where I find it to be a really useful tool.
I want to talk about some of the opportunities that you both have coming up for connecting or learning. Sadie, you mentioned, you know, a webinar. But Elizabeth, let's start in Spearfish, because already on January 13th, you have a networking event. Tell me a little bit about what's coming up in January from a programming perspective.
We have our monthly Wisdom, Innovation, and Networking events, which is the one on January 13th that you mentioned that is in Spearfish. It's a breakfast event. It's a great opportunity to learn from our spotlight speaker, but also connect with other people who are working in different industries, find out what other people are doing with their businesses, and network with other local entrepreneurs and resource partners. So we hold those monthly. They alternate between Spearfish and Rapid City, but we also have one in March in Chamberlain. So those are in-person events, and we have a couple of hybrid and virtual webinars that are coming up as well that I can highlight. The Human Resources for Small Businesses, we have a four-part series, starts on January 15th. We're holding that at the Black Hill State University campus in Rapid City, but we're also offering it on Zoom. So there's an online option as well as an in-person option. January 15th in the afternoon is getting ready to hire and interviewing. We find so many people just aren't familiar with good HR practices. So this is designed to set people up for ideal HR practices for starting in their business. February 12th is staying out of hot water, so really legal compliance issues. And then in March and April, we go on to talking about onboarding and performance management, benefits, and payroll. And we also have a marketing series that's coming up starting on January 29th. Rochambeau Creative is doing this as a webinar in the afternoon on January 29th, Digital Marketing That Fits. So figuring out how to make good decisions about your marketing that will actually drive results for your business and help you with that customer acquisition.
Sadie, would you add anything to that list?
Absolutely. A couple more webinars coming up. On January 20th, we're going to be hosting a How to Prepare Your Business for Maximum Return. So this is for anyone looking to potentially package their business, create SOPs, standard operating procedures, or looking at maybe transitioning your business or selling a business. That's going to be an online webinar. And this is a long-standing one we love hosting between the East and West. On January 15th, we'll be hosting a small business legislative preview. So if there's any business out there interested in discussions happening in the South Dakota legislature, this would be a great free webinar happening happening with longtime lobbyist Julie Johnson, based in Aberdeen. So she's been doing this for many, many years with our organization. So a preview for the legislature. And then we have our upcoming in-person program in Lenox on March 18th, our fifth annual Empowerment Seminar.
What's that about?
So we'll be celebrating women empowerment. And so we'll be having a panel of women business professionals, as well as breakout sessions for small business owners in finance, as well as support and human resources.
Yeah. It seems, Elizabeth, going through 2025, the year that was, it was an incredibly important year to be connected with other people in business because of how fast everything changed from the federal government. We talk about a legislative preview for state government. Being plugged into what's happening from a policy standpoint can be very important for a business leader or business owner, and that might be something you don't consider when you start your business.
I think a lot of people don't think about that, and one of the recommendations that we would make is that people think about flexible plans as they're starting their business, because there is volatility in the market. So supply chain or things that happen within manufacturing, shipping, costs for things, we don't necessarily know what's coming ahead. And so being flexible around that and being aware of what's happening at both the state level and, you know, federal and global level, depending on what type of business you have.
Elizabeth, are there trends in what people are either asking you or what kinds of businesses they feel like they're starting, community trends in South Dakota that you're seeing?
I'm seeing a lot of people who are trying to figure out how to access capital. We always get the question, you know, are there grants available to help me start a business? And yes, occasionally. But really, it costs money to make money. So a lot of people are trying to figure out how to finance a business and how to get started. And I would say we see a lot of people who operate a business or are planning for operating a business as a part-time effort while they're working full-time in another job until they feel they have that security. So we get a lot of questions of how do I figure out when I can do this full-time? Mm. So looking at those financials, and which makes me super happy that people are thinking about that responsibly instead of just launching into operating a business that they haven't fully set up. So some of the trends, I think, are just looking for capital, looking to access capital. We have connections to a number of our local area banks that are supportive of small business loans. So trying to help make sure people are prepared for that conversation and have the documentation that they need to have a successful conversation with different funders, whether it's a bank or economic development revolving loan fund or other, you know, capital investments, figuring out how to fund a business is a lot of what we see.
Yeah. Any trends that you see, Sadie, you want to add to that?
I definitely believe we'll see more of an emphasis on maybe a side hustle, like Elizabeth said, something on top of a full-time job position. I think we're going to see a huge influx in people wanting to be solopreneurs, and especially with the accompaniment of generative AI, we will see people who want to dive into those kinds of businesses or grow a business, but just making sure that those finances make sense and really standing out. How do you find that customer or client willing to spend money? I think we'll see people with folks on the personal side, we can be very responsible with dollars, but maybe avoiding debt. But with a business, you're going to want to invest in it. It will be extremely difficult, or it might be difficult depending on your business, to start up and not make a financial or fiscal investment in a business.
Yeah, it's a commitment.
Exactly.
Any good resolution or excitement for the new year comes with a certain amount of commitment.
It's an investment is it investment of time, investment financially? So what are you doing to make sure this business stands up, scales, and works for you?
Yeah. Can we talk about one other aspect of this?
Absolutely, please.
Touch on. So I think the other thing that happens at this time of year is people decide they're ready to retire and they want to close a business. And so there are actually quite a handful of businesses that Sadie and I have each worked with or worked with together to help in an ownership transition, where an employee might take on purchasing a business where somebody has worked to grow this. Maybe they don't have kids or their kids don't want to have anything to do with the parents' business, but they have an employee who's been working with them for a number of years. There are ways to structure an acquisition that would work for both and help somebody transition into retirement. And that keeps that business here in South Dakota. So it's a business, you know, where somebody's relocating to another state. But we have a number of businesses that have looked at ownership transitions. And I think that's another thing to plan for and something else that we can help with those discussions to brainstorm and work through.
You can find the South Dakota Center for Enterprise Opportunity online on social media. If you want to go directly to their website, it's bhsu.edu/SDCEO. I'll put some links up on SDPB's website so you can get there quickly. That's our conversation for today. We hope that it served you. From all of us here at SDPB, I'm Lori Walsh. Thank you for listening.